Look out.
Back in the dark days of a dying print journalism, the Shipley editorial team embarked on what, to most tired and cynical newspaper people, was a foolhardy, quixotic enterprise. To publish local news and local events and local yokels. And to pay for it all, not just with their meager savings and their kids' college fund, but the old-fashioned way. With advertising. The Walter Cronkites of the Stillaguamish Valley said, "Don't do it. Print has gone the way of the dinosaurs and the House of Representatives urged to compromise. Better just a blog. Better yet, get a real job. But don't bankrupt yourselves." 2 years before Jeff Bezos bought the Washington Post for $250 billion, Crabcracker was launched, corny as it sounds, on a shoestring and a prayer. And now, many laces later, the gods of gold Gutenberg have spoken from on high, and the little cracker as Crab walked with claws clacking wildly into its 10th year. The cracker, like the Big Lebowski, abides. While a flailing print medium dog paddles in the turbulent waters of a digital ocean in expectation of being swallowed lock, stock, and cracker barrel. I like to think their success is due to the savvy linkage of their calendar of events with local artworks, local poetry, local music, and of course, top-notch local literature. Okay. Literature with a small L, maybe. All right, they did okay despite these words of marginal wit and not much wisdom. Geez, what do you want, a refund? No doubt the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, Le Monde, London's Daily Telegraph, even the Stanwoodopolis Gazette will rush to emulate the cracker's example of journalistic freedom and economic viability. Amazon and Bezos' competitors at Google will no doubt make multi-million dollar offers. Facebook may put the book back in for truthfulness. Yahoo may see the profit in actual using Yahoos. And the cracker may someday succumb to the sweet courtship of corporate dating. But I suspect not. The cracker is here to stay. A constant beacon of current fishing reports, local gossips, tide tables, upcoming auctions and concerts and events. Interviews with new artists and the old farts, too, all of it eminently suitable for late-night reading and stove-kindling later and fish wrap now. Something digital and video journalism will never, not in a million megabytes, be capable of duplicating.
Look out.